the best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
Yes, we've all heard the saying, winners never quit. And they also say, quitters never win. However, quitting is neither weak, wrong, nor counterproductive. I think we always look at the bad side only. So let's try and do both today. There are things you want to quit because they are bad for you. There are good things that you do that you wish you could quit. Yes, exactly. What are you good at? But Aeon, Yautina, why? Because you must quit it because you better get. But it's a good habit to others. And the bad, obviously, we know. All right? You know you need to quit sugar. There's a 90-day sugar challenge that is trending right now. Join it, maybe. I just don't know how to quit.
I now wanna make it alcohol, man. It's always a good quitter, man. Eh, hot time and naughty, man. Hot time body festive, hot time birthday, hot time event. And I go keep it for 4 months, and I can't do it. 3 months, and I can't do it. I hot time and naughty, but I can't do
it. Yeah.
Eh, baby, I'm a quitter, man. Eh, biala, man, biala.
We all have that one thing we want to quit, or two. One is good, the other one is bad. There are good habits that are not good for you. Like how you care for other people. Therefore, you put yourself second. That's bad for you. You need to quit that, but it's difficult. You just don't know how to, right? Bad habits like biting your nails, you know, partying. Well, it's not such a bad habit if you do it in moderation, I guess. But there are things you need to shake off, but you just simply can't. You don't know how to. And it's okay. It's okay to even acknowledge that, because I think that's where it starts. It starts by you acknowledging that I don't know how to quit. I just don't know how to. What are you good at? What are you bad at? What is it that you want to quit, but you just don't know how to? That's a bad one. But what are you good at, but it's not good for you? Hashtag, I just don't know how to quit.
Brati, I've got only one bad habit, which I cannot resist. Friends, wherever I go, they follow me. I'm trying to hide away from them, but they're always be coming out. That's one only bad habit I cannot quit.
You
and I'm trying by all means.
Mahato, you can't quit being a good friend. Oh, my word. Butle?
Yo, Uncle Tears. Manala. Manala. Last thing I know, I said, I can't buy it anymore, but still, I go back into it. I cannot stop.
What is the good and the bad habit? You just don't know how to quit.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on I just don't know how to quit, because 1, you don't like to admit you made the wrong decision. You always want to be right. You can't quit that. We all like to think we are smart and that we make, you know, rational decisions, and that will benefit us. However, the reality is we're humans and we are not really good at predicting the future. So maybe you quitting your job for a new one only to find out that the other company is far worse. Or maybe you've given your loved ones a tough time about a bad habit, and now you can't stop because that will be you admitting that you made the wrong decisions and they were right all along. I don't know, you know. 2, you just don't know how to quit because our lives are too public. We share everything on social media, so if we quit, the world will know that we rescinded on a decision and commitment that we once made on social media. So we don't quit. You hold on to things that no longer serve you because you are too concerned about what will people say. I get for likes. So rather pop that champagne even when you don't need it. I'm sorry, but getting it. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on why you don't know how to quit. It's because it's just too late. You are deep in your addiction. You are deep in your bad habit. You're deep within your job. You're deep within your relationship. It just feels like quitting is impossible. Right? So now you're trying to accept your life for what it is, because quitting just comes with too many what ifs. So you personally just don't know what to deal with. And you know what they say. If life throws you lemons, we're not ring. I'm making lemonade. We're talking today about your good habits that are not so good for you. We also talk about bad habits that are not good for you. So don't just look at bad habits. Also look at the good habits that are just not good for you. You all right? So earlier on I posted that, you know, there are habits that you do and you think they're good, but they are not so good. These are the good but bad for you habits. Now, one, like wearing heels, sister girl. Wearing heels is not good for you. It's not good for your back and your joints, by the way. Arthritis. Sleeping in on weekends to try and catch up on the week. It's not so good for you, because oversleeping leads to overeating and more exhaustion. Your sleep needs more sleep. Oh, here's a good one. This one got me. Peeling potatoes and apples. You think it's good, but it's bad for you. Not all the good for you stuff is inside.
Prati, I would like to quit the hope, please, about, you know, pleasing people, making people babe happy, maranaki, please, amura. No, I just want to quit that. Le baba ma medzeng ba tsang gore ke ba please, I cannot know. Ke be ke jumpe noka go le boima.
Thank you, Prasab. Another way of answering today's question is, what are you good at, or what is your strength that is also your weakness? So,
you
just don't know what to quit, how to quit, Ty.
Overthinking. I don't know if anyone's mentioned this today.
Yep.
So it could be an advantage. You get to pick up things that other people don't. So you get to think about the consequences of whatever situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because you're constantly in like what if mode.
Yeah.
However, at the same time, sometimes you're stopping yourself from actually living in the moment.
Yeah.
And that's the disadvantage. And, you know, I'm working on it because I've realized that there's a difference between useful thinking and overthinking.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's an AA for Alcohol Anonymous.
And
then
for hypothetical.
OU.
OU for overthinkers.
No, overthinkers unite.
Oh. Yeah, sure. I'm the leader there.
Makhatebe, you just don't know how to quit.
I don't know how to quit this kindness thing. And you know, I feel like we were talking about it just the other week.
Yeah.
Of, are you the borrower or are you the lender?
That's right.
And I'm always giving people, lending people money. And now it is catching up with me.
Exactly.
Because my kindness of overextending myself and saying, no, don't worry about it. You need how much? I got you. Don't ask that other person down the street. Ask me. I'm here for you.
That's
I'm
right.
Not the opposite of a mashonisa. I'm a mapilisa. in terms of money and lending. So that one, I'm trying really hard. Because you know what was so funny is that I told myself this month, I'm not giving out any money to anyone. I don't care who, how desperate you are, I'm not giving to anyone.
Mara.
Because I'll be overextending. But here we are.
Here we are. Firstborn syndrome. Makhatu, Jacob told us what they are good at or bad at, and they just don't know how to quit at it. Lorraine and Musa, Luna Loring.
Hey, one thing I can quit and stop doing, like, if I want to quit laughing too much. Because I end up hurting myself because maybe Nthanda bantu ba wrong or something, but I just want to stop laughing too much. And I don't even know how to stop doing that.
Hey. You know, what I can't quit is Uthanda.
Hey.
All very easily. Uncle T. One bambi sandla mina ngiyakuthanda. Ngibamba nje isandla ngiwile.
Po. It's a good thing, right? But it's not good for you. Harvard Business Review has written an article, but this is more for organizational leaders or people in organizations, be it your employed or whatever. And obviously the title says it all. I've rephrased it. They say stop overdoing what you're good at, basically. Stop, you know, redoing your strengths, because it closes you off to other things. and I did tweet that. Stop overdoing what you're good at. And remember, just the other day, we're talking about how you use your intuition, because it has been right 3 out of 4 times. So you so rely on it, even when you don't need it. Oh. Did I just... Okay. Hashtag, I just don't know how to quit.
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-000-0959.
I think what I need to stop ke go rwala mathata a batho. Yay! O thola motho o sena boroko because of mathata a batho. Like playing Mother Teresa to everyone. I need to stop that. I need to cut the umbilical cord and allow people to fight their own battles.
Stop being a superhero, because it exhausts you. And most superheroes are very lonely, and maybe that's why you feel so, what's the word, drained by it.
Hey, na Uncle T. Keba tlwela na mama. Wezi na ma keba tlwela. Wezi keba tlwela na ma kore tsi. Nka achieve my weight goal. Hopala. Yo, kiri pray every weekend. Another thing, I love too much. I care a lot more than I care for myself. Ish, that thing yang kawat.
Yeah.
Nka itlwela wait. Even if I'm okay, keba tlwela, cause I don't receive back.
You know, Muzo, that one I can speak to, because I also was once in your position. And the only way to do it is do it in moderation. So start cutting it, you know, not completely, but just, you know, maybe say 2 days a week I'll have red meat. 2 days a week I'll have chicken. Soon it's going to go down to one, and maybe you'll end up having just red meat only, kabrai. And it's a khale, chicken you'll only say once a week, you know, so on and so forth. And soon it just becomes an occasional thing, and you don't feel like, hey, you have really deprived yourself. Because I think it comes, that feeling comes from the fact that you're depriving yourself of something that your system is so used to. So easy, slowly, you'll soon be there.
Morning, Brati. The bad thing I want to quit is to think of others first before I calm myself first. Yeah, Brati. Ngithanda ukucabangela abanye abantu kuqala ukuthi babe right before mina ngiba right. Then I want to quit that thing. Mina ngizeqala manje. The good thing, ngifuna ukuquit ukudla ingulube, Brati. Ngifuna ukuye ukudla ingulube, but mnandi, Brati. Into emnandi njengengulube manje. Mnandi. Kanti mangiyibona lapha ibusha, sengiyiphe.
Why?
It's a good thing. That's the thing.
Because, I mean, if you like it, or maybe you're having too much of it, or did they say it's not good for you? I don't know. Maybe it's only out.
The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday. On Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.